This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. It was a scene almost surreal. President Donald Trump had just given a speech.
All Americans were rightly sickened and revolted by the brutal death of George Floyd. My administration is fully committed that for George and his family, justice will be served. He will not have died in vain.
The president then went on to warn if a city or state refuses to take actions necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. Outside the White House was a peaceful demonstration. 20 minutes remained before a 7 p.m. curfew was to begin, but the president ordered the National Guard to use tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowd so that he could march across Lafayette Park to St. John's Episcopal Church to hold a Bible over his head. Did not open it or read it. He did not go inside the church. The entire gesture seemed little more than a photo opportunity. The president had just said in his Rose Garden speech that the violence of the protests and looting that had taken place in American cities over the past 6 days, he called them acts of domestic terror and vowed to use all federal resources, both civilian and military, to stop the looting and the violence. He pledged to protect the rights of all Americans, including that of the Second Amendment to the Constitution, the right to bear arms. Some Democratic governors are resisting President Trump's threat to deploy the U.S. military unless they dispatch National Guard units to dominate the streets in reaction to the violence that has gripped the country. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Minnesota officials have ruled George Floyd's death a homicide, saying he suffered from a loss of blood flow due to a compression on his neck while being restrained by Minneapolis police. Mr. Floyd, a 46-year-old African-American man, died last week while in handcuffs after a white officer, Derek Chauvin, kneeled on his neck for 8 minutes. His death, captured on video, has sparked anti-racism demonstrations in dozens of American cities, some of which have turned violent. The report from the Hennepin County Medical Examiner on Monday said that Floyd died of cardiopulmonary arrest, complicating law enforcement's subdual restraint and neck compression. It also says Floyd was suffering from heart disease, fentanyl intoxication, and recent methamphetamine use, but it does not list those factors in the cause of death. The family-appointed medical examiner, Michael Baden, said no underlying medical conditions caused or contributed to Floyd's death. Louisville's police chief was fired on Monday after the mayor learned that officers involved in a shooting that killed the popular owner of a barbecue spot failed to activate body cameras during the chaotic scene. A huge group marched hours later to the spot in peaceful protest. David McAtee, known for offering meals to police officers, died early Monday while police officers and National Guard soldiers were enforcing a curfew amid waves of protests over a previous police shooting in Kentucky's largest city. Police said they were responding to gunfire from a crowd. The U.S. attorney said federal authorities will join state police in investigating the federal shooting. More than 375,000 deaths resulting from COVID-19 have been recorded globally, more than 105,000 in the U.S. The number of worldwide infections is well above 6.2 million and above 1.8 million in the U.S. At least a quarter of the COVID-19 deaths in the United States have been in nursing homes, according to a new report, a disclosure that came as coronavirus restrictions eased Monday, even as U.S. protests against police brutality sparked fears of new outbreaks. The Florida Keys welcomed visitors for the first time in 2 months. The Coliseum opened its ancient doors in Rome, ferries restarted in Bangladesh, and golfers played in Greece. But as tourist destinations worldwide reopened for business, new rules were in place to guard against the virus spread. Quote unquote, bring facial coverings, gloves and hand sanitizer, reef-safe sunscreen, and personal essential medicines. In Italy, only locals were able to take advantage of Monday's reopening of the Vatican museums. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.